From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO defense ministers are holding talks in Brussels over the next 2 days. They're focusing on the alliance's strained relations with Russia, cooperation with Mideast nations battling extremism, and cooperation with the European Union. U.S. Defense Secretary shook hands and embraced the French defense minister, as well as the Turkish defense minister, at the start of meetings Wednesday. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it has evidence that Russian warplanes attacked an aid convoy in Syria last month. Russia denies the allegations. Meanwhile, Russia has canceled plans to refuel warships heading for the Syrian coast at the Spanish port, according to Spain's foreign ministry Wednesday. It comes after Madrid had pressure from allies to refuse them permission. The flotilla had been expected to refuel and take supplies from Friday at the port of Ceuta. At least 3,800 migrants and refugees perished this year while trying to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe. That's the highest ever toll on the perilous route, according to the UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler Wednesday. It comes as the director of the EU's Border and Coast Guard Agency expressing concern Wednesday about the security of EU vessels which sail close to the Libyan waters in an effort to save migrants. Fabrice Legarry spoke to the Foreign Press Association in Rome.
If we compare where search and rescue operations took place 2 years ago, where they took place 1 year ago, and where they take place now, this year, it's closer and closer to the Libyan shore.
The UN General Assembly Wednesday adopted a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. embargo against Cuba. The U.S. abstained from the vote. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday that extremists linked to the Islamic State have abducted and massacred at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed happened near the capital of Ghor province, and it's alarming for local officials because it's the first known IS activity in the area. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the victims were collecting wood for the winter when they were captured. Fresh fires broke out Wednesday in the jungle on the second day of the dismantling the squalid migrant camp in northern France. Huge clouds of billowing smoke was seen over the sprawling settlement in Calais, which French authorities expected to finish clearing by this evening. Meanwhile, police said four migrants had been arrested on suspicion of arson. Ethiopia's government has ruled out holding new nationwide elections to address grievances behind it nearly a year of deadly protests. Martha Vanderwolf reports.
Government spokesman Getachew Reda says Ethiopia will not call for an early vote. The next regional and nationwide elections are scheduled for 2020.
So what we are trying to do is to follow the election cycle. This government doesn't have the slightest of intention to all of a sudden change the law and call for a vote based on a changed law. We are here for the long haul.
Reda said Wednesday, Parliament will instead convene to endorse a proposal from the Prime Minister to reorganize the cabinet. That is expected in the next week, though Reda did not give an exact date. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The French aid group Doctors Without Borders said Wednesday that 25 migrants have been found aboard a migrant vessel off the coast of Libya. Survivors from the vessel were picked up in an operation on Tuesday. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Wednesday that it had negotiated the release of 145 child soldiers from two rebel groups in South Sudan. UNICEF estimates that around 16,000 children are currently fighting or working with armed groups in South Sudan. The Toyota Motor Corporation Wednesday says it was recalling about 5.8 million cars at home and abroad over potentially faulty airbag inflators made by the Takata Corporation. It includes those that were used as replacement parts after a 2010 recall. China will carry out military drills in the South China Sea all day Thursday. That's according to the country's Maritime Safety Administration Wednesday. It's also ordered all other shipping to stay away. The latest exercises come less than a week after U.S. Navy destroyers sailed near the Paracel Islands. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.